California woman helped hundreds of illegal migrants get green cards with false medical records. By Olivia Rondo on May 6, 2025. A California woman has been convicted of aiding hundreds of illegal migrants in their efforts to obtain green cards by creating fraudulent medical records without authorization from a doctor, prosecutors said. Chantella Vernwoods of San Luis Obispo County pleaded guilty Monday to one count of presentation of false immigration document or application and one count of possession with intent to distribute fentanyl, the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Central District of California announced. The 54-year-old woman had been operating a clinic called Medical Weight Loss and Immigration Services that served as a front for her scheme beginning in February 2021. When prosecutors said she knowingly misused the identities of three physicians to create hundreds of fraudulent documents pertaining to medical examinations of individuals seeking to register for a lawful permanent resident, LPR, card, commonly known as a green card, or otherwise adjust their immigration status. One of the doctors Woods used to create the fake medical exam documents was deceased, the press release stated. She further admitted that she used the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, registration number of that deceased physician to order more than 150,000 tablets of controlled substances, including testosterone, codeine, Xanax, and weight loss medication. In her plea, the convict admitted to falsifying forms for 328 migrants for a fee of $450 each. When migrants are applying for green cards, federal law requires doctors to perform medical examinations and provide a signed form attesting, in part, that the physician performed the medical examination and truly and accurately completed the form based on the examination and the information provided by the applicant, prosecutors stated. The crimes Woods was convicted of took place until June 2022, the attorney's office stated. Woods has since been released on a $10,000 bond until her July 31 sentencing hearing, at which she could receive a maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison for each count. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.